Iowa's best country, Kix 101.1, presents another Kix Cast with Malia Jean.
Welcome back to another Kix Cast. I'm Malia Jean for Iowa's Best Country, Kix 101.1. And I'm at the Marshalltown Public Library, and I'm talking with Linda. Linda, I don't know your last name.
Harvey.
Linda Harvey. Okay. And now this whole scheme was your idea, is that right?
Yeah, it was. It was kind of a late night idea that came to me. And
okay, so what we're doing here, I saw a Facebook post about art installations on some of the broken trees in Marshalltown. Just kind of an idea to lift people's spirits. Tell us a little bit about that.
So, like I said, I had kind of a late night idea and posted it online to see if anybody else would be interested. And by the next morning, I had over 600 responses.
Oh my goodness.
And a couple days later, I had 1600. So I decided it was probably a good idea.
Okay. And so what was your idea exactly?
The idea was to use materials, hopefully recycled, but at least repurposed into decorating some of the broken down trees around different neighborhoods in town.
Mm-hmm.
That would brighten things up and give people something more to think about than the chaos and destruction that we just had.
Yeah, and honestly, it's kind of to that point now. I've noticed that we're past the shock, we're past the bulk of the cleanup part of it, and now it's the long haul of repair and the inconvenience, and people's frustration levels are up a little bit, and the reality of it has set in a little bit more. And I've noticed it a lot with myself, just feeling exhausted. I know a lot of people are feeling that way. So seeing something brightly colored that somebody put some effort and time into to brighten things up, I think is a wonderful idea. So I'm not surprised that you got a good response from it. So you have, what are we looking at here? We're on the sidewalk outside of the Marshalltown Public Library. You said something about donations, so you were planning on donating all of these materials anyway?
No, these were materials that were donated.
For this project.
For this project.
Oh.
My SUV was loaded down. A big part of it was from the Salvation Army. They donated lots of things for the project. And then just individuals who have things that they saw I might be able to use, and they've donated.
Okay, so I see a lot of fabric. I see some already crocheted pieces.
Mm-hmm.
I was working furiously on my own little project. I didn't quite get it done in time for this Saturday, but that's probably not going to be a problem, right? We're going to maybe continue this project in the longer term.
Yeah, this project is not going to be completed in a week or 2 weeks. It's going to take months, probably, to complete it. I have ideas for 6 or 7 trees, and each one is going to take a lot of my spare time. So,
okay, all right. So, and you kind of already have you contacted people about those properties and the trees, and
yes,
and so that's all good to go.
Yes,
you're ready to go.
Permission from the city.
Okay,
I know what the restrictions are, and so I think I have like 8 trees around Marshalltown ready to go if I could get some volunteers to come and help.
Well, I gotta tell you, right now we're a little bit lonely up here. So if you have seen this idea on Facebook, you maybe commented and said, oh, that's great. You know, might want to, you know, get a hold of Linda and see what you can actually do to help us make this happen. Because I do, again, think this is a wonderful idea. And it is going to take a little bit of manpower. I think you and I might struggle to get 8 trees decorated.
Also, if anyone has a tree that isn't going to be completely taken down and they would like to see it yarn bomb, please get a hold of me and we'll put it on the list.
Okay, that's a great idea. You look like you've sorted by color.
And theme.
Yeah. I see some, was that leaves or butterflies or something over there?
Some leaves that I picked up. I thought
lot
some
of
kids
yarn.
Might like to decorate, and then we could attach to the tree.
Mm.
So there will be a base to the tree, and then there can be embellishments.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea all the way around. So how can people... other than your Facebook post, is there any way that people can get a hold of you? Is there an email address you'd like to share, or would you prefer to be contacted through Facebook?
No, they can contact me on my email. It's snshine mom@yahoo.com.
I like that. Okay. Well, that's a great way for people to get involved if you feel the need to lift spirits, if you don't know quite what to do to help out with the tornado recovery at this point. This might be a great way.
Yes, and it doesn't take an artist to do this. It just takes some manpower. It's very simple. A few minutes instruction is all you need, mm-hmm. and the desire to make things look better.
And if you're a crocheter who's always wanted to yarn bomb something, here is your chance.
Yes.
Approved by the city. Let's go yarn bomb. I'm so excited about that. I've always seen Facebook posts. And if, for those who don't know what a yarn bomb is, it's where you crochet something or knit something, and then you go and install it in a public place so people can see it. Around a tree trunk, for example, around a parking meter or a bench or any kind of thing in a public place. If you Google it, you'll find all kinds of fun pictures of things that people have done. It's absolutely zero impact way to brighten up a space, because it can be easily removed when you're done with it. It makes no harm whatsoever, just brightens it up and makes it pretty. So, you know, us yarn people, we're pretty destructive, you know. You like to just we'll put a nice cover on it. It'll be beautiful.
That's true.
Yeah. So, great way to get involved and do something nice to pretty things up. And a lot of these neighborhoods could really use a smile when you drive through them. Because
yeah.
I know just myself, driving through these neighborhoods is hard.
Mm-hmm.
And,
it is.
And for those who live in them, you know, my heart goes out to you for sure.
Right. And the little bit that I've gotten done so far has impacted so many lives. It's just amazing. I only have half a tree done. So,
well, good.
This is could make a huge impact on lives in Marshalltown.
All right, Linda, anything else you want to add?
Just, again, you don't have to be an artist to do this. Just spare me an hour or 2 hours. You don't have to commit to a lifetime. Any amount of time would help. And get a hold of me. Let me explain more to you.
Okay. And you're planning on coming back next Saturday here at the Marshalltown Public Library?
I'll meet here next Saturday at 9 o'clock. In case there's any volunteers that want to show up here, I'll give you some materials, an address, and you can go yarn bomb.
Okay. So if you didn't hear about it this week and you're going, oh man, I'd really like to do that, well, next week is your opportunity to come up here and get involved and go make something pretty.
Right. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Linda.
Okay, so a few notes I'd like to add to the conversation that I had with Linda that you just heard. We got to talking a little bit more. We did go over to the first tree that she's been working on and worked on it a little bit more today. I'm going to have to drive by there, today being Saturday, the 4th of August. And you'll be hearing this at least by the 6th or 7th as I put it up on our KixCast. So just wanted to clarify that. So I'm going to drive back by there later today, see what they got done. But we did have one sweet little family come and help us with that tree. And as we were talking, we kind of started thinking maybe we should hold off for a couple of weeks. Now, that doesn't mean that this next Saturday you can't stop by the library in Marshalltown and go and volunteer and help her, because I think she is full blast, full speed ahead, going to be working on this project. So you can definitely do that, but we are going to organize a little bit better organized effort coming up on September the 8th. Now, you're probably hearing that date and going, isn't that the Saturday of the Iowa State game? Yes, yes it is. But we are going to get started early in the day. So if you are not tailgating, but maybe we'll be watching the game later on in the afternoon, you can still come and help us out. You can also work on a project in the meantime, in between now and then, and give it to somebody to be installed on that date. But we are calling all artists to do this. I'm going to be contacting some other folks who do different kinds of art and installations and see what we can get done, because I think there's a lot of opportunity here for healing, for brightening people's days, and making Marshalltown beautiful. So we I'm excited about this. I really genuinely am fired up. And I do want to thank Linda Harvey for talking to me, for being the catalyst on this. I'm going to do everything I can to push it forward and get more people involved so that we can go forward with this project. And I did see several people stop by while we were working on that one tree that were just curious as to what we were doing. It definitely caught their eye. It brought a smile to people's face. So I'm looking forward to doing more of that, and I hope that you will get involved and help us out as well. Thank you so much for listening to my latest KicksCast. Please share this. Let people know about this opportunity. I'm also going to be creating the Facebook event, so if you come across it, please share it on your Facebook profile and let your friends know about it so that we can get some hands involved and get this prettied up. Or if you hear this and you can't get out and about, but you definitely love to crochet, you can do up some granny squares. You can do some chains. We're just wrapped some crocheted chains around. So there's lots of opportunity to help and get involved. Thank you so much for your time. Once again, for Iowa's Best Country Kicks 101.1, I'm Malia Jean.
Remember, wherever you're listening, you're hearing Iowa's Best Country Kicks 101.1.